U.S. President Barack Obama is seeking bipartisan support for his $447 billion jobs plan, which he announced on Thursday evening in a speech to a joint session of Congress. Republicans are skeptical of the plan, saying it offers little new. Charles Collins has this report.
President Obama made his pitch to a joint session of the United States Congress.
I am sending this Congress a plan that you should pass right away. It's called the American Jobs Act. The question is whether, in the face of an ongoing national crisis, we can stop the political circus and actually do something to help the economy.
At the heart of the plan is a proposal to extend and deepen a payroll tax cut for workers that passed last December. Obama would also cut payroll taxes for businesses, offering the most generous breaks to small firms and those hiring new workers. Republican leaders were somewhat cautious, seeking common ground with the president on some issues, but at the same time posing serious questions about Obama's plan. Republican Senator John McCain.
I agree with payroll tax cuts. I think that infrastructure is important, although we need to know how it's paid for. But some things are puzzling. For example, he keeps talking about he wants us to pass free trade agreements. Those free trade agreements have to be submitted to Congress. He's not sent them over. And I agree that we have to fix Medicare for and keep present benefits for present beneficiaries. But if he's looking at using those savings for other purposes rather than shoring up Medicare, then certainly most of us are not going to agree with that.
On Friday, Obama takes his message on the road with a stop in Virginia. The U.S. president hopes he can rally enough popular support to pressure Republicans to get behind his plan. I'm Charles Collins.